Welcome back, everybody. This is Tom McDew on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. Appreciate everybody joining us here for another episode here on the network. I am once again with the one and only Beth Pannenberg, who is, many of you will remember, we did a couple of sessions with Beth. Gosh, it's been a couple of years ago now, hasn't it?
No, it's been a few months. We did it last summer.
It was last summer. Gosh, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
We're going to catch up with where Beth is and her updates and find out more, the latest and greatest of Empowered with Beth and the Screen Strong initiative. If you missed those other interviews, you can always pick them up on our website, armorofgodradio.com. Click on that schedule tab, and that'll take you right to our School Spirit web or sub page rather, and then all of the podcasts, all the past episodes are available right there. You can download them, take them with you, make your kids listen to them, make your grandkids listen to them, make everybody listen to them. That's what it's all about. So, Miss Beth, thank you very much for coming back and joining us again.
Thank you, Tom. I am so excited to be here. I have so much to share with you. Since the last time we talked, I was at that time enjoying the nice summer break, not thinking about school and the grind of the things that we do every day inside our building at the high level of energy and focus that we do with teenagers from 8 until 4:30, which is a very long day, folks out there. I don't think you can even imagine what it's like to be inside a high school with 2,000 teenagers every single day. But I will tell you, when I walk into the school that I teach, I see God, and I see so much hope and so much potential. But sadly, so much of it we are not being able to tap into. Our kids are not, they're just working on half speed right now, and they don't even realize it. So I do work all day long, and then in the evening and weekends, I am out sharing my message with what I have as my business, which is Empowered with Beth. And it is something that I absolutely believe in. And basically, that is just that we all need to be empowered. We all need to believe that we can make a difference and that we are important. And all of us as adults, we've had a chance to go to college, go to some type of a school, have life lessons, but our teenagers have not. And so I really am excited when teenagers want to hear more from me about what it takes to be empowered. And for me, that is paying attention to how we treat our bodies and our mind, our physical, emotional, spiritual, and just all the ways that we can take care of ourselves.
I remember we talked a lot last time about being screen strong. And now here we are, several months later, and across the state of Texas, there's been this initiative. I'm using air quotes, you can't see me. State law that has limited cell phone usage in schools.
Let me
I kind of,
correct you, Tom.
yeah, go ahead, please.
We have banned. It is a state law. And so when we interface with kids at school, and this is high school, middle school, elementary school, we are told that we have been told that it's a law. We will get in trouble as teachers if we allow it to happen. So it is a great thing that we can tell them that. So
So how's it going from
oh.
a in the public school system? How's it going?
I do have some great news for you there. When we started this thing in August and we rolled it out, we were really, really not sure how it would go. And so at the beginning, there was a lot of pushback. We had kids that threatened to walk out. They threatened to, show, we don't believe that you're gonna, punish us. We were very firm. We had very, very good follow-up. The kids got in trouble, and our children, our teenagers, are for the most part keeping their phones put up. However, we're all addicted to them. So it would be foolish for us to say that teenagers who don't know how to move around without an AirPod in one ear so that they can listen to their music 24/7, and anybody out there, Just look around. Those little white things are in everybody's ears and their phones. And so for a long time, the phones were away. They were in their backpacks. But just like all of us, we fall, we fail, and we've gotten into some bad habits. So I would say my guess would be about 70% of the kids in our school follow the rules. They completely are on board. That is exciting news because we're able to teach. So the great outcome from this initiative and this law is that our students are learning better. They are able to be engaged not only in instruction, but also with their peers. The sad part is because our teenagers haven't been given replacement behaviors, our school curriculum and things that they're learning, it hasn't improved. Our kids are bored out of their minds and they are sleepy. And so what used to be something that would stimulate them, they would get a little hit off of a little TikTok swipe here and there. Then they would be able to, get involved with some things in the classroom. Now they don't have that. And so we really are working with kids that just drag through the day and don't give their best effort. And so we have a solution that is to put away cell phones and keep them put up, but we haven't replaced it with expectations and just making sure that as these kids are in school, that we are making the most of the time that they are there. And so that's something that I really feel strongly about, and it frustrates me. So I'm looking for ways to support my school, but also just the community, because when somebody knows better, they do better. And so when they put away the phone, they don't know better yet. What they will know better in is that I can read a book. Like right now in one of my classes, we're doing lit circles and we're reading some pretty good books. And I'm working with a group reading the book Tuesday with Maury. And I am just so excited because these kids are excited about this that we're reading about and talking about. And it's giving them a chance to learn from the past. And so I do think that we have a lot of opportunities. We have a long way to go.
You talked about replacement behaviors. Can you give some practical examples for our parents that are looking for ways to help, wean their kids off of the cell phones?
When I'm sharing the Screen Strong program and information that I have, I can come and speak to anybody about this. I have some wonderful material. But replacement behaviors would be joining a club at school, becoming involved in a sport, having a job. When these kids get a job as high schoolers, they cannot get their phone out. So they start to learn that there are boundaries in life. Another replacement behavior would be to read a book. We're a long ways off from getting teenagers to find joy in reading a book. I would say just having a really good discourse and dialogue in school where kids can talk. And parents, that is also at home something that I would just strongly encourage you is don't barrage your kids with questions, but be ready to create a comforting space where you can have just quiet. And then you know that you probably are going to get about three good questions that you could ask and you get in and out. But even the environment in your home, maybe have some music playing, no TV. I love playing games. One of the things that I do with the kids in my homeroom class is I have a big box of games and it's a non-negotiable. We play games. And I know that even in my own family, when we have family time, my mom and dad have a hard rule that when kids and grandkids are there, cell phones have got to be put away, and we're doing something like that. So replacement behaviors are anything that gets you that you have to pay attention to something else and be engaged to be successful in.
Having a thing is something that you said to me earlier, that we need to teach our children, find the thing that they like to do that has nothing to do with a cell phone, right? I mean,
Yes.
that's kind of the secret.
Yes. Well, and again, thank you so much. Part of my journey and my passion for teenagers, is in that I remembered way back when I was a teenager, I moved to Temple, Texas as a freshman in high school. And unfortunately, it was too late to get involved in the big extracurriculars like dance, music, band, and I wasn't in sports. So I put all my energy into being a good student, but about my sophomore, junior year, I discovered running and exercising. And from that point through college and even up until now, I have learned, loved exercising, working out. I started with just walking and with friends, and then I started running. And I'm a fitness instructor. And so I think that for me, I made it a point to make sure that my children, who are now 27 and 31, had a thing. They did not get a choice in quitting something. So when they started something at the beginning of the school year, we made a firm commitment. You're going to stick to it until the end. And sadly, it's easy to give up. It's easy to quit, especially when parents are out there running kids here and there and everywhere. And you might get a break in your schedule if one of your kids gives up on something. But sadly, when kids don't have something that they do, parents, it could be have a job. These teenagers, they need a job.
Yeah,
They
no
need to be
kidding.
working towards their driver's license. I see so many kids that are 16, 17, 18 that still haven't gotten a job, don't have a driver's license. But a thing could be drawing. It could be service work, community service work. I am a member of St. Luke Catholic Church, and our youth group on Sunday night, it's Keesis, and we get at least 100 kids every week. So for a lot of our kids, their thing is going to youth group, and the extension of that is volunteering during the week for the young kids. They also go on retreats, and they have friendships that are beyond the school. And these kids don't really get a chance to socialize in school because they're going every 50 minutes with a 5 minute break. They sit, they learn, they change classes. And so they're not able to make true friendships. True friendships can be made in a sport, in a music it's environment that you're involved in. You get a job. So I think a thing has a kid, elementary, middle school, high school, this is what I do, and it makes me happy, and I can improve in this, and it's my thing. So for my son, it was soccer. My daughter, it was music, and they stuck with it for many, many years.
I think that's important what you said about the agreement that you made with your kids about, hey, if you're going to start whatever, band, football, whatever the case may be, you're going to stick it out. You're going to go through the season or the year or the period or whatever that may be. And at the end of that, if you decide, I don't want to do this next year or next season or whatever, fine. But you're not going to get 2 weeks into something and just quit. I think that's way too easy. But we see so many of our parents that do the same thing. So how important is that modeling for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to put down the cell phone at the dinner table and have a conversation with the between the two of them as well as with the kids?
Well, we have to model good behavior in all the things that we do. The cell phone is absolutely a visible thing that the more we are off of it when we're around our kids, they'll know that this is what we do. And it doesn't have to be something that's mean or something that's like negative. It can be positive, and we can just say, hey, from now on, we're just going to have the sacred time where we're going to put our phones away. You could have a spot where you put your phone. Maybe phones just are going to stay in the entryway table or whatever it is. But parents, again, I just want, it is hard. It is hard to be a parent. It is hard with the things going on in our world. We just need sometimes to just reset and remember what's the most important thing. And our children are so important. And an interesting thing about giving up these kids have to go through hard things. I think that we've sheltered them so much that they don't even have to. I ask these kids all the time about the chores that they do, and they look at me, they don't even know what I'm talking about, their responsibilities. Most of these kids show up to school with no water, no snacks, and I'm just like, you guys can do this. They beg for food all the time. I had a great conversation with a girl today who is a junior, and she's a softball player, and she also has a job, and she's very busy both at she plays at the high school and then also outside of school. And she said, Miss P, I'm so tired. And she described what her week looked like and her weekend. And I said, but it keeps you going. It helps you to rise up, and you're doing well because you're so focused on your commitments. And she said, yes, like I wouldn't trade being so involved and busy because it's helping me to be my best.
as Mother Angelica loves to say, the cross is non-negotiable. We will be
Amen.
through this world with suffering. And so I
Amen.
think it's so important that we teach them as young as they can understand. Maybe
Yes.
it's 5, maybe it's 8. I don't know what the right number is. I think it's different with every kid, but that hardship is going to come, and there's a way to get around it, and there's a way to get past it and over and through it. But again, it's non-negotiable. We're going to have to be faced with that.
Right. Well, and there's two things that again, I would love to just encourage as an old school mama bear that's got done this, is that we don't have to fix things for our kids. We can give them the tools that they need, and one of the greatest tools that we can give our kids is to teach them to advocate for themselves, to know what they need, know who they are. Because part of the thing that I do when I'm coaching kids is I take them through a personality profile test. If you're an introvert, I'm an extrovert. You want to be able to say, like, I need it quiet right now. I had a girl today that said, Miss P, you are just really loud. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I said, you said that in such a kind way. I respect you. I'm so sorry. I was loud right there. But she was so appreciative that we could talk that way, adult to student, in a way that I said, I can say, I see you and I hear what you're asking me for.
That is important, those kinds of conversations. So let's talk a little bit here in our last little segment about Empowered with Beth and where you're going with this project. It's no longer a project. I mean, it's going to turn into a full-time job for you.
It is. Thank you for asking about that. I empower kids all day long. I use the things that I do with one-on-one coaching with kids every day in school. But outside of school, I do have clients that I work with one-on-one. I work with groups, small groups. I love getting a big group of kids together and do workshops. So Empowered with Beth is a 12-week program that I do work with teenagers one-on-one to help them to discover their thing, help them to set behaviors in place, habits and systems and routines. I show them the importance of setting goals, short-term and long-term. And when they write things down and they can see it, they can touch it, they can say a sentence that's the belief that they have in themselves to achieve that goal. And then behind every goal, we need to have the action that's going to help to support that. So I do love working with kids. I've got two 12th graders I'm working with right now that are helping them to get ready for after high school. A lot of kids that are 11th to 12th graders are not quite ready. They don't know what they want to do after high school, and kids need to be able to say, I'm not sure yet. I'd like to take a gap year. Community college will be best for me first. So my coaching is great, and it's helping a lot of kids, but I am available if anybody just wants to sit and grab a cup of coffee and talk about it, because I do believe in the ripple effect, and I can give other people ideas to be empowered as well. This is going to take a movement, and I'd love to go out and touch every school district in this area, every church, and just each community. We have such a beautiful community in Central Texas. If we were to draw a circle around this beautiful area, it's just as I looked around today, I just thought, this is God's country, and these are good people, people that work hard and love and care. But we all are a little lost. And so Empowered with Beth is I'm here to create things that will help teenagers and their families to be successful. And the ripple effect is, if I help a teenager, they're certainly going to share these things with their younger siblings, their parents, their grandparents. I think grandparents can get more involved in this mission that I have. The other thing I'm going to be looking to do more of is just really sharing the tools from Screen Strong, because as we raise awareness and we see what the problem is, but the solution is so exciting. And the more we're able just to say comfortably, I'm an addict of my phone. And probably all of us out there in some way use our phone too much. And to be able to model that to our children and say, I'm going to cut back. Let's cut back together. And I know that we're about to celebrate Lent. I'm so excited about fasting, and you know, I'm going to fast from my use of my phone a little bit more. And we all have reasons to use our phone, but if we set like what we really need it for, but what we want. And so Empowered with Beth is just a way that I can have a voice and share the gifts that God has given to me and the experience, the things that I've learned through my own struggles, and to have great conversations.
I was scrolling through your website and I'm amazed at the amount of resources that you've got just readily available here for everybody. What sparked my interest was this five, I'm gonna mess this up, five habits to help high schoolers thrive. And it's an opportunity then for you to provide some wisdom, some coaching, and guidance, since, right? I mean, folks can sign up for it right there, and there's a lot of great resources on here.
Thank
Also
you.
noticed that you had a workshop here just last week.
Oh, yes.
How did that go?
I'm getting just a small turnout. I'm offering a free workshop from 1:30 to 2:30 at the Temple Public Library, and it's open to parents and teens. I don't think teens really have said, "Yeah, I want to go with you, mom." But so I've only had moms, but it's a very informal way for us to come together, and I share the with the program, and it's all listed out on my website, the topic for each month. But we will digress, and we will just have good conversations. And one of the things that I can guarantee people that come to the workshop is you can just ask me anything you want about what's going on in the school, and I'll be very open and candid. But I always stay away from the problem, and I always want to turn to the solution. So we again, I love teenagers. I want teenagers to thrive, and I believe that if we are able to put a focus on them and we can lift these kids up, we're going to see a change in our society and in our world.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, as much as we sometimes want to complain and blame our teenagers, we need them. I
Oh my
mean,
gosh.
they're going to be the future of this country if we don't tell them to teach them how to be prepared to take our position. We're all in for a world of hurt.
Amen. They're so interesting too. You may not have a teenager in your life out there. You may have younger kids or whatever, but pay attention. Start paying attention to these human beings, because I know that when I'm at the grocery store, at church, the different places I'm at, I think they're just exquisite. I think that there's so much about them that, again, we just need to give them a little bit more love, a little bit more direction, a little bit more structure, and hold them up, lift them up, push them, and make sure that they know you can do more, you can do better. We believe in you, and we're here to help. And at that point, then we just need to put our money where our mouth is
That's
and
right.
do it. We can't just talk the talk. We need to walk the walk. So.
That. Empowered with Beth. If you'll just go into your little search engine there and you just type in Empowered with Beth, it'll take you to her website. Or you could just type in empoweredwithbeth.com. It'll take you to her website as well. Ton of great resources here. I really, really encourage everyone to take a look at this. Our children, there's so much of our society that is just throwaway, and it's too easy to give up on kids and other people and jobs and whatever. It's too easy to give up, and we don't have the luxury of giving up on our kids.
Well, and I will say, mental health, being sad, depressed, anxious. Yes, I do think those words are important, and we need to make sure that we don't ignore those. But it is so easy to turn around some of those feelings. I know for me, when I play happy music, I feel better. And giving these kids a chance to understand, like, I don't feel very good right now, but it's so easy to turn that around. And one of the greatest joys that I have when I walk down the hall, and I get up to every kid I don't even know, and I make them smile. And I just, like, if they are not smiling, I'll be like, yo, dude, get back here. And we'll just, like, I make friends all the time in school, and I have a bag of Jolly Ranchers. And I constantly am just giving, I bribe teenagers. And that's another thing, parents. You can bribe your kids to do things. You can also, I mean, a more positive way to do that would be positive reinforcement, giving them rewards for good grades or good behavior, holding them accountable, making sure we're consistent. Consistency is so important. And if anybody out there just wants to talk to me, you get, go to my website. I will be happy just to follow up, and we can have a chat, because if you've got a question, I can try to get you the answer. If I don't have it, I'll find it for you.
Great. That's the key right there, I think. I may not have all the answers, but you know where to go get them. I mean,
Yes.
that's what it all boils down to.
Yes.
Ms. Beth, thank you very much for coming and joining us and giving us a little update on where things are going for you and how things are going for you. We
Yes.
appreciate it. We got about a minute left here. Any final thoughts?
I'm not going anywhere, and I'm so excited. Spring is in the air. Their kids are going to get crazier, so we got to get ready for that too. I just know that. Oh, one thing, parents out there, when we fail to plan, we plan to fail. Let's get ready to have these kids have a productive summer too. We had that ice storm, and our kids came back a hot mess. They were dysregulated. They all sat in their rooms on their gaming and their phones for 5 days. And parents, if you want to see something alarming, it's the effect of what happens when your kids don't have things to do and they're unproductive and they've had too much screen time. It is scary. So let's be proactive and let's make things happen.
God bless you, Miss Beth. We
Thank
really
you.
appreciate your time and appreciate everything. EmpoweredWithBeth.com is the website, EmpoweredWithBeth.com. Again, or just go in your search engine and type in Empowered with Beth and all the great resources that she provides for you, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, godparent, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, doesn't matter. I mean, there's a
Amen.
kid in your life
Yes.
who in one way or another is struggling with something and needs some
Yes.
help. And
Let's all
we have an
think of
obligation as a
somebody.
community, yeah,
Yeah.
to bring them around. So
Amen.
God bless everybody. We appreciate you joining us here, Miss Beth. Thank you very much. And
Thank
folks,
you.
remember to put on the armor of God.